Craig Engelhorn. I'm the head distiller and one of the co-founders of Spirit Hound Distillers right here in Lyons, Colorado. We've been in business for about 12 years now, so we're not new. We're one of the older distilleries in Colorado. I mean, the Colorado distilling scene didn't start till a little over 20 years ago, so we're kind of mid in that. We do very well in competitions. Our fan base, again, at Spirit Hound, our fan base is rabid. They love us. We're well distributed throughout the state of Colorado. At our tasting room here in Lyons, we're on a path to Estes Park and Rocky Mountain National Park, so lots of people come through. It's a very busy summer here.
So you specialize in whiskey?
We do specialize in whiskey, but we have gin, we have rum, we have vodka, we have a coffee liqueur called Cafe Colorado, we have a Sambuca. We have a pretty wide portfolio, which is interesting to me because I intended to make whiskey, and you know, one of my partners like, hey, make some Sambuca. Okay. You know, what turns out is pretty good. And then, you know, we should do a rum. Okay, sure. And next thing you know, you got like 14 SKUs on the shelf. But we consider ourselves a spirits company, right? We're not just a whiskey company.
Tell us what happened in London. Is that the most prestigious of your...
It is the most prestigious award we've gotten. We won the moniker Whiskey of the Year at the London Spirits Competition, which is a large and well-respected spirits competition. We get a 96 rating. That's a very high rating. 96 out of 100 is crazy. That was last April, I think it was announced, and it was a huge, huge boon to our business because it got picked up on local news channels, and suddenly a lot more people in Colorado knew what a Spirit Hound was, and they started coming up here and buying whiskey like it was going out of style. It was awesome.
So our whiskeys are a straight malt, single barrel whiskey. So that basically means that we're not aging all of our whiskey and then blending it all together and then bottling it and just having one product. We put the same recipe, this moonshine, in this shot glass. It goes into the barrels and it ages minimum 2 years, sometimes we're at 3 years. But then when that barrel is ready and they taste it and they're happy with it, they're gonna bottle it up. They're not gonna blend everything. So the differences that you really taste from glass to glass is just from that moonshine pulling from the barrel, pulling from the char, and creating those flavors.
Okay. Haven't done moonshine in a while, so this is how it all starts.
This is how it all starts. And this has actually been cut down to a 90 proof. It's a much higher proof normally when you get other moonshine.
Thank
so
you,
it's
sir.
Not going to kick you in the face like you're expecting it to.
Make me go fight
yeah.
with people.
It could happen.
And so now,
okay.
What do I got here?
For you, you're going to start here and definitely drink in this order. Okay. So you've got our classic gin. There are 9 botanicals in this. This is a single distilled gin. This one next to it is the barrel finished gin. So we take the classic and we put it into a brand new oak barrel and let it rest for 6 months. This was the gin that got me to be a gin drinker, so I'm very fond of it. This is our Mountain Bum rum. We use a Caribbean cultivated yeast, a Caribbean molasses called the Black Pearl, and then we also age it in our used whiskey barrels. So that's how it gets its color. This is our Sambuca. Sambuca is like an ouzo or an absinthe. Star anise is really like the base of it and kind of gives it that licorice flavor to it. What makes ours unique is we use locally picked elderberries, and so that's why you have some color to it. And then this is our newest product right here. This is Cafe Colorado. So you've got a cold pressed coffee, a hot coffee, vanilla, a little bit of sugar. It's deliciousness in a glass. So that's what you have.
The color palette is so pretty.
Great.
We got to take a picture.
So that last one's like dessert.
It is. It is absolutely like dessert.
Awesome.
Digging
right,
in.
If you guys have any questions, just let me know. The barrel finished.
Yo.
Man, if we could just have a picture of the look on her face with that barrel finished gin, that would be amazing.
It's so good. Wow.
Yeah,
I've never, ever sipped it neat, so this is delicious.
Yeah.
How's that moonshine?
Okay. I understand. If that's where it starts, then we'll build on that. But, so it seems like, okay, if that's the blank page, that's good. That's not, now I know how it starts. Everything else has different kinds of flavors, different kinds of woods, and stuff like that. So let's see how we go.
The final
so
one?
So this is, yeah, this is 312.
312.
So, and apparently the nose is important. I'm not...
The pen has been lifted.
A solid presence. Not overly sweet. Pepper? Question mark. rooty.
Like, improvise and make it ourselves. Like, we make our own.
Yeah, my opening
that goes in there.
Idea was that solid presence.
This all is of a, our bitters we make.
It's a substantial. It's maybe the darkest.
Well, it's the last one, so it's.
It is the last one, and they should be tasted, I guess, in that order, because it started out with 290 was sweet, definitely. And you know, okay, I can drink this all day.
This one's permeated the lining of the barrel.
It's all, yeah, it's all in the barrel.